Hello, everyone. I'm Bob Labriola. He's Tunch Ilkin from the Steelers Radio Network, and you're watching Chalk Talk, powered by Constellation, the show with the motto,
the eye in the sky does not lie.
You know, Tunch, what we saw last night at Heinz Field was the way you do not want to play against a struggling team at home. But what we are going to show you here in this show is how to make the plays at the critical moments to get out of that game with a win.
Right.
Let's start with some of the bad and how the game kind of unfolded right. in the Chiefs' favor early. Here we are, first and 10 at the Steelers' 12-yard line, 8 minutes and 42 seconds left in their ninth game of the season. The Kansas City Chiefs are about to make history. They are ready to take their first lead of the regular season.
You know, Labs, as you watch this play, you know, we talked about it all week long that the Kansas City Chiefs like to run a zone blocking scheme, but they run it a little bit different. Instead of turning and running, these guys are going to take a position step, and they're all going to try to block one guy over, and they're going to try to cut the backside of Casey Hampton this way. Now, here what the Steelers are going to do to counteract that, the Steelers are going to slant the defense to the right. So what you're going to see right here is that the defensive line is going to slant this way. Cam Hayward's going to slant this way. Casey's going this way. And this is where Ziggy Hood's going to go. When the defensive line does that, the linebackers are going to shift to the left immediately. So the idea is to get a hat in every gap. The key to this is Jamaal Charles. He is going to take a step over here. He's going to press the tackle, but then he's going to find out where the pursuit goes, and he's going to either bounce it outside or cut it back to the inside. And he's really good at that. He's got great patience and great vision. At the snap of the ball, one of the things they tell you, when you play this kind of offensive blocking scheme, you don't want to get turned. And right now you see there's a block. They get a hat on a hat here. Ziggy takes himself out of the play by going inside. Now, he doesn't really take himself out of the play. He's just taking away one of the gaps. So Jamaal Charles right now knows, I can't cut it back because Ziggy's there. So he's pressing the tackle. Now, George Timmons plays this perfect. He's square. Lamar Woodley plays this square. But one of the things you cannot do is you cannot turn and run. They tell you to stay square. Unfortunately, Larry Foote, because earlier in the game, Jamaal Charles has bounced this outside. Larry Foote right now, he's turning and running. And the further he runs, the more of a gap that he creates. We're going to watch it a little bit more as he goes. Now, right now, look at this. He is out of position. And take a look at this huge gap. Now, Will Allen's got to fit into this gap. But the problem is, this gap is way too huge to fit in. It's asking way too much of Will Allen. Right now, there is a huge gap for Jamaal Charles, and he takes it in for a touchdown.
So it's 10-10 at the half. On the first third down play of the second half, Ben Roethlisberger injures his shoulder on a sack by Justin Houston and is forced out of the game. Byron Leftwich comes in. Now we are at 2:55 left in the third quarter, and the Steelers have yet to convert a third down by any means except a stupid penalty by the Kansas City Chiefs. So here we are. It's 3rd and 9 at the Steelers' 15. The offense desperately in need of moving the chains.
You know, Labs, the Steelers break the huddle, and they go into this bunch formation. When the three receivers shift out here, here's Heath Miller, here's Jericho Cotchery, and here's Emmanuel Sanders. When they go into this bunch, the three defensive backs of the Kansas City Chiefs go out with them. So here's Eric Berry, and he's the safety, and he is on Heath. Here's Javier Arenas, and he is on Emmanuel Sanders. And out here, this is Brandon Flowers, and he has taken Jericho Cotchery. What you're going to see happen here is that Heath Miller is going to go right up here, fake inside, and then cut to the outside. You're going to watch Jericho Cotchery. He's going to go down the field out here, and then Emmanuel Sanders is going to take a delayed step, and he's going to get in Heath Miller's hip pocket. And when Heath cuts out, he's going to cut to the inside, which is going to bring Arenas right into Eric Berry. And so he is going to get picked. That's one of those rub routes that we've talked about in the last few weeks. At the snap of the ball, here it goes. Now, right now, you see there's a pick. Javier Arenas is too late because he gets caught between Barry Heath Miller, and here comes Emmanuel Sanders. And notice what Emmanuel does here. When Emmanuel is coming across, instead of going shallow cross like we sometimes see, he reads the play, and what he does instead, he comes deeper and he starts running away not only from the cornerback, Javier Arenas, but also from the line of scrimmage, because when you run at a diagonal, now you create more space to get yourself open. And great job by Byron Lefkowitz finding it. And now he's heading right up the field, down the numbers. That was a huge play.
We are now in the fourth quarter. The Steelers have a 13-10 lead. And now, Tunch, it's time to keep getting the first downs to run out the clock. Steelers are still having trouble, though, moving the chains. It's 3rd and 7 on the Steelers' 11-yard line, 3:21 left.
Labs, this is another case of where that phrase dink and dunk drives me crazy. I mean, it is people want to know, is it a negative statement? What it is ignorant. Now, when you watch the way Todd Haley's route combinations are, here's Emmanuel Sanders. He's in the slot. Here is Jericho Cotchery. What they do a great job of running route combinations to the two receiver side. And what's going to happen is Emmanuel Sanders, he's going to run straight down the field, and then what he's going to do is he's going to run a post pattern. Jericho Cotchery on the outside is going to run, have an outside release, come outside, and then as soon as Emmanuel Sanders runs the post, what he's going to do, and it's almost a twin route, which means they're running the same thing, but not quite. And what he's going to do is he's going to in cut underneath that post, which is going to make it really tough for the corner to get over underneath. And that's why you're going to see how open Jericho Cotchery gets. Let's go ahead and play it. The snap of the ball. Here they come down. And at this point right here, you see that Emmanuel is running the post. Now, look at this cushion the corner has given Jericho Cotchery. He knows that if he runs the post, he's running into coverage. Lefkowitz knows the same thing, so he's going to cut it off sharp to the inside of the play, and that's why it's going to be wide open. Now you take a 3rd and 7. It's a, 20-some-yard gain, and that is a huge first down.
4th and 15, 22 seconds left.
Yes.
No timeouts. Got a 13-10 lead. Time to put that final nail in the coffin. Or not.
Yeah, the Steelers don't quite get it done. All right, Labs, let's take a look at the coverage they're running. This is what you call two deep. There are your safeties. And man under. Here's Ike. Here's Cortez Allen. And here is Keenan Lewis. And, of course, on this side, it is Ike Taylor versus Bull. And Cortez Allen versus McCluster. And over here, it's Jonathan Baldwin. And this is what's going to happen. These guys are going to be in man coverage, and McCluster's going to go straight down the field. Bo is going to run a parallel route, and then at the last moment, he is going to run a post to the middle of the field, hoping that the safety on this side, Ryan Clark, stays to that side of the field. If he does that, that means the outside receiver, Bo, is going to go to the middle of the field, and there's going to be no safety over the top because Will Allen is taken care of over the top on this side of the field. And when they do that, the key is going to be what makes this happen is for one moment, Ike is going to look the wrong way. We're going to go ahead and run it to let you take a look at it. The snap of the ball. Everybody, right now, everybody's in pretty good position. We're going to let it run a little bit more. And right now, this is where it gets bad for Ike, because at this point, right now, Ike takes a look back at the quarterback. And when he does that, he thinks that Bo is going to run an in-cut. But instead, Bo continues to go down the field on the post. And when he takes his eye off of it, that's when he gets in trouble. That's where you see. Now you see the separation. The separation was because Ike got caught looking, peeking into the backfield. Everybody else, great coverage there, over the top. They're in a really good position to play. But the middle of the field is wide open because the safeties have been staying deep, and that's a big-time completion, and that puts you in a position to kick the tying field goal. It's kind of a real lesson to be learned. When you're playing in man coverage, you got the man. Stay on the man. Do not get caught peeking into the backfield.
That previous play led to the field goal that got the Chiefs into overtime. But then on the second snap of overtime, Lawrence Timmons made the big play, the interception, the return that set up a short Sean Sweezum field goal. The Steelers win, raised their Monday night record to 15-0 in their last 15 games at Heinz Field. And as Mike Tomlin said, it's Ravens week. That'll do it for this edition of Chalk Talk, powered by Constellation. For Tunch Ilkin, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for watching. We'll see you here next Monday exclusively on Steelers.com.